long UN embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons has expired. That's despite objections from the United States. Iran on Sunday called the end of the arms embargo as, quote, a momentous day for the international community in defiance of the U.S. regime's effort. It's not clear what weapons Iran could buy, as it still faces crushing American sanctions. Other nations also may avoid arms deals with Tehran for fear of American financial retaliation. A day after winning a second term and a landslide victory, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she sees the election result as an endorsement of her government's efforts to stamp out the coronavirus and reboot the economy. Speaking at a cafe near her Auckland home, Ardern says she expects to form a new government within 3 weeks and to prioritize work on the virus response. Her popularity soared earlier this year after she led a successful effort to halt the spread of the virus by implementing a strict lockdown in late March. Ardern's Liberal Labor Party got 49% of the vote, crushing the Conservative National Party, which got 27% of the vote. Ardern says the margin of the victory exceeded her campaign's expectations. Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, has loosened lockdown restrictions as new and active COVID-19 cases continue to decline. From midnight Sunday, Melbourne residents will no longer face limits on the time they can spend away from their homes for education or recreation. Previous restrictions allowing city residents to travel only 3 miles from home will increase at midnight to 15 miles. Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from two households will be allowed, and golf and tennis can resume. Victoria State reported only 2 new cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and no deaths. This is VOA News. Israel is sending delegates to Bahrain Sunday to formalize new relations and broaden Gulf cooperation. Bahrain followed the United Arab Emirates in agreeing last month to normalize ties with Israel, stunning Palestinians who had demanded statehood before any such regional rapprochement. Sunday's delegation, led by Israeli National Security Advisor Meir Ben-Shabat, will be accompanied by U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, whose office says the mission seeks expanded economic cooperation among Israel, Bahrain, and UAE. Armenia now says that hours into a newly brokered humanitarian peace agreement, Azerbaijan violated it by firing artillery shells and rockets early Sunday. Multiple news agencies report that the attacks occurred just minutes after the truce went into effect. A week ago, Armenia and Azerbaijan agreed to another ceasefire mediated by Russia, but then both accused each other of violating the deal. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the Chinese government is warning Washington it may detain Americans in China in response to the Justice Department's prosecution of Chinese military-affiliated scholars. The newspaper, citing unnamed people familiar with the matter, says Chinese officials have issued repeated warnings through multiple channels to U.S. government officials. And thousands took to the streets across the United States for women's marches this weekend, issuing calls against U.S. President Donald Trump and his conservative Supreme Court pick. The rallies ahead of the November 3rd election were inspired by the first women's march in Washington, a huge anti-Trump rally held a day after his 2017 inauguration. A counter-protest organized by a conservative women's group also took place Saturday at the Supreme Court. The Independent Women's Forum held an I'm With Her rally in support of Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. And U.S. President Donald Trump is campaigning this weekend. He made a late reelection pitch to voters Saturday in Michigan and Wisconsin, states that were instrumental to his 2016 victory. He's facing some headwinds, not only in national polling, which shows Democrat Joe Biden leading, but also in some battleground surveys. But the Biden camp is reminding voters not to get lazy as the race nears its end, and it's stressing that polls can be faulty or imprecise, like they were in 2016. In terms of coronavirus cases in the U.S. this week, the United States surpassed 8 million cases and reported more than 70,000 new infections on Friday, the most in a single day since July. 18 states added more new infections during the past week than in any other week during the pandemic. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.